This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now to talk about this, Adam Schuster, the Budget and Tax Research Director at Illinois Policy Institute, online at illinoispolicy.org. Adam, thanks for coming on with us today.
Thanks for having me on. And I should say corruption is actually a good lead-in, even though we're talking about pensions, because the way politicians have managed the Illinois pension system is nothing short of legalized corruption.
How do you explain that to people? Because I think the pension, everyone knows that we have a big pension problem, and there are political explanations on both sides of the aisle as to how we got to that pension problem. How does corruption fit into it?
Well, you know, I've got actually an article on that point coming out shortly. But, you know, one good way to illustrate it is this pension consolidation bill that they just passed. You know, we actually were sort of in favor of the pension consolidation bill. We didn't like that they were kind of selling it as this, you know, cure-all, this huge step forward, because really it's sort of a small step in the right direction for a very small slice of the problem, and it doesn't even fully address that part. But, you know, we were open to talking about a consolidating downstate police and fire pension funds. So the state had roughly 650 of these things. There's no reason why each municipality had to have its own separate pension system. It didn't make any financial sense. It created a bunch of overhead costs. They couldn't get the same investment returns. So we were on board, as were, you know, groups from the right and the left, sort of across the spectrum. Unfortunately, they couldn't just keep it to, you know, this sort of small win and consolidate the pension funds. And they actually passed a bunch of pension enhancers or sweeteners along with this that presumably were there to get the police and fire unions on board with the consolidation proposal. And they did that without even figuring out how much those enhanced benefits would cost. They never even did an official analysis of those enhancements. So, you know, if the first step of getting out of a hole is to stop digging, Illinois lawmakers seem to have decided that they're better off trying to dig through and get to the other side.
Yeah, that's that doesn't sound very surprising. I'm curious as to, and I'll say IllinoisPolicy.org is a place to go to get a lot of this information. And when you bring these things to light, you're always offering solutions to try to solve the problem, saying it's not you have a habit of saying it's not all doom and gloom. Let me tell you some of the bright sides, some of the opportunities to stop digging. How do we do that with the pension crisis in the state?
Well, really, I mean, there's sort of one way out. And, you know, I think that people try to get creative with, you know, getting around the main hurdle we're facing. But, you know, these creative ideas people come up with to try to kind of nibble around the edges of the pension problem aren't going to fix it. And in some cases, that actually, you know, they might offer short-term relief but make the long-term problem worse. So there's really only two ways out. The first would be that we proactively amend the state constitution so that it still protects every pension dollar that someone has earned to date, but it allows the legislature to make, you know, modest, reasonable changes to the future growth rate of pension benefits. And we've actually done the analysis, the full actuarial analysis, unlike our politicians, and we figured out that, you know, we could save about $2 billion a year, spend $2 billion a year less on pension contributions while actually eliminating the debt completely by 2045, rather than 90% like the current plan, and do it in a much more sustainable way while protecting every dollar that people have earned to date and actually improving benefits slightly for some of the younger workers whose benefits were sort of cut too much. And so we've put this plan out there, but so far, you know, the governor has really kind of been a roadblock to this. And unfortunately, although his signature is not required for a constitutional amendment, he is kind of setting the tone in how we talk about pensions. questions, and he has written off the idea of doing a constitutional amendment. And if you're not willing to amend the Constitution and do these, you know, proactive structural pension changes, the only other way out, and I really do mean the only other way out down the road, is that the state of Illinois goes bankrupt. No state has ever gone bankrupt before. That would be a horrible situation to have to manage. But that's where we're headed if we don't do something about this now.
And if you listen to the governor talk about the progressive income tax, and certainly a lot of at least the downstate Illinois Democrats that didn't want to go on record publicly and be, you know, super pro progressive tax on the ballot in November 2020, their response was consistently, even with my own phone calls as a constituent of Katie Stewart's in the 112th district, we think that we should let the voters decide. Why are they scared to let the voters decide on issues that maybe aren't their pet projects to begin with?
That's exactly right. It's just pure hypocrisy. You know, if you're going to use this argument that the progressive income tax needs to go on the ballot so that the people can decide up or down whether or not they want it, why does the same thing not apply to pension reform? Because, you know, frankly, we've been trying this tax hike route. We've been doing this for a long time now, and it's not working. The governor is trying to pitch his progressive income tax as if it's some sort of new idea in Illinois. It's really just doubling down on what we've been doing for the last decade and, you know, what's been failing for the last decade. The first time we tried to solve our problems with tax hikes was in 2011, or the first time in recent history, I should say, was in 2011. And the state's net debt, or the amount of bills we owe if we sold everything we own, has quadrupled. So it's grown by four times since we first hiked taxes. So debt is getting bigger. Our deficits are getting bigger. Meanwhile, we're hurting our economy with these tax hikes. We're driving people out of the state. So, you know, if you really believe in letting the people decide, you need to give them alternatives. Mm. And if you put the progressive income tax on the ballot, you should also give them the alternative of saying, you know what, no, we don't want to double down on failure. We don't want to continue the status quo. We want a new direction. And that starts with, you know, structurally reforming pensions to bring state spending in line with what we all can afford.
Last question I have for you, Adam, before I let you go, shifting gears just a little bit here. I know you saw my post. I have yet to buy gas in the state of Illinois since they doubled the gas tax, I guess, as it was at the start of July. And I get comments from people regularly that they say, you know, you keep putting this out in public, they're going to come back and reclaim that tax that you didn't pay to the state of Illinois. Am I in any danger buying my gas in Missouri for the state of Illinois to come back and make me document all of that money I didn't spend at the Illinois gas pump? Am I going to be obligated for that tax that I have purchased on my way to work in Missouri?
No, the state of Illinois has no claim on a transaction that didn't happen in the state of Illinois, a physical transaction like that. It gets a little bit murkier if you're talking about online sales. But in that case, no, there's no way for them to reclaim it. And I encourage everyone to follow your example. And but I encourage everyone to follow that example and, you know, avoid buying gasoline within the state of Illinois whenever you can, because, you know, we've looked into the capital plan. We found at least $1.5 billion of waste. I think that number's probably a little bit low. It's probably more than that. But because of the lack of transparency, it's hard to figure out sometimes exactly what they are spending the money on. So, you know, if you're paying, if you're, you know, sort of eating that gas tax increase and thinking, hey, you know, at least this is going to repair my roads and bridges, it's going to a lot more than just that. There was an option for how they could have fixed roads and bridges without these huge tax hikes. And I, you know, applaud you for leading by example, because the only way we're going to get our politicians to, you know, change their mind about anything, pensions, progressive income tax, is if we stand up and tell them, you're not getting any more of our money until you change the way you do business.
Well, I figure if they want to go after me, then it'll give me a lot to talk about, at least here to the listeners of the Andy Fry Show. And I would encourage people, too, to stop into your local convenience stores and gas stations and buy a soda and buy a breakfast every once in a while, because I feel bad for these business owners who are being affected by this. But remember, don't put the pressure on the consumer. Put the pressure on the representatives that are putting this into action. The pressure needs to be on them. Adam Schuster, always great to have you on the show. I'd encourage people to check out the Lincoln Lobby on Facebook and go to illinoispolicy.org to find out more of what you guys have to offer. It's always great.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. Talk to you again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.